From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit as he brings another portion of a message entitled The Fruit of the Spirit. The text is Galatians 5, verses 16 through 26. The fruit of the Spirit is that which is grown in the believers by the Holy Spirit. Also, though its component parts are listed, the fruit of the Spirit refers to one Christian character. All nine elements are present to some degree in a truly regenerated person. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, this fruit is a direct result of the believer's union with Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to God's Word shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to call attention to his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. Today, he speaks of the very relevant topic of bad investments.
You've read the headlines, mortgage rates are going up, people are losing their homes, going into foreclosure, businesses are failing, because somewhere along the line, they have made bad investments and bad investment decisions. Now, nobody wants to make a bad investment. I haven't met anybody who deliberately takes his hard-earned money, except somebody who's drinking or smoking or gambling or doing drugs. You could say, yeah, they're deliberately taking their hard-earned money and just throwing it down the drain. But when it comes to investing, I don't know anybody who takes his hard-earned money and deliberately puts it into a bad investment. They think they're going to get something out of it. They think it's going to do well. They think they've got the inside track. They've been given the information. They've studied the thing up themselves. They think their investment is going to pay off. That's why people invest. They think they're going to make more money as the result of it. Now, of course, they often make mistakes. That's why people get into such trouble through investments as they do get into. But it's strange to me that while these investments get so much space in news, whether in radio, newspapers, television, or whatever, that the worst investment of all is hardly ever talked about. It surely is wise for people to want to invest their money wisely and righteously. But you could do that and still be making the worst of all investments. I'm sure you've read of those cases where shysters come along and they can tell people a story, they can paint them a picture, they can make them promises, they can get them to part with their money. And once they've parted with their money, they make off with it. And of course, the person has invested very, very, very foolishly. They have been conned by professionals at the game of conning people out of their hard-earned money. There have been television series in this. You've got people sitting in little cafes in West Africa with nothing but a computer and access to the internet, and they're scamming people all over the United States out of tens of thousands of dollars, getting them to make phony investments. Now, when these people find out what's happened, they are aghast, and they feel such fools that they have been so manipulated. And yet, as I say, they make an even worse investment, and they fall for an even greater scam and a more egregious lie. And I'm talking about investing their life in sin and for Satan. They listen to the devil's lie. He maligns God, he blasphemes Christ, he paints the gospel and Christianity in dark colors, he paints God as an ogre, a tyrant, the life of righteousness and holiness and fellowship with God as a life of misery. He paints the bright lights of satanic attractions as beautiful, alluring, and he encourages people to do what? To invest their lives, invest their souls in sin and the service of Satan. But the Bible says, sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Now, the last thing in the world the devil and his crowd want you to think about is sin when it's finished. They want you to think of it now, in the moment of excitement, in the moment of its action. They want you to think of the fun you can feel, the pleasure you can feel at this moment, but they don't want you to think of when it's finished. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Every one of us needs to stop and take stock and ask, how am I investing the one life that God has given me? How am I investing the time, the body, the soul and its faculties with which God has blessed me? Am I investing it for sin and the devil? Or have I ever, as a poor sinner, come to Christ, confessing my sin, to receive Him as Lord and Savior of my life, so that I can now live for Him, make an investment with my life that will pay rich dividends for time and for eternity? Do not make the ultimate bad investment.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, I pray. Restore to me now the joy of salvation and hold me with my free spirit.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
As I said, it's a disaster to minimize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Christians live today as if the Holy Ghost were only a name. He is a vital, living person. The Holy Spirit abides within the people of God, and He is that inner secret which produces that fruit in the life. Now, there's an encouragement in that for even the weakest of Christians. You are not left to fight this battle with sin and the flesh on your own. You are not left merely to screw up your courage and do the best you can. But rather, in you is the Spirit of God, and His fruit is produced through you, not by you. Now let's realize this. In John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus Christ takes up this theme of fruit. And He says, abide in me. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Now I want to ask you something. And I've mentioned this before. I have to keep on mentioning it. Sooner or later, God will make it click. And it will mean something to you that it's never meant before. I think all of us have only begun dimly to perceive it. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. What does a branch do to be a branch? What does it do? What does a branch do to produce fruit? The very question shows you its own fallacy. It's not what it does,
that is basically significant. It's what it is and where it is. It's what Christ is. He is the vine. Look, He says you are the branches. Once the Holy Spirit comes to regenerate you, as we saw, He baptizes you into the body of Christ. He puts you in vital union with Jesus Christ. Now that is a fact, a truth that cannot be gainsaid. There's a miracle there. There's a mystery there. There is a supernatural element there. And well, we may say that for salvation is a whole new creation. But let's get this, when God saves a man, it's more than a man walking an aisle and making a commitment. Oh, that's involved, the commitment of heart, the response of faith, that's all involved. But I tell you, we need to realize that salvation is not basically man's response to God. Salvation is basically God's mighty work in Christ applied by the Holy Ghost in a miraculous fashion. He puts you into Christ. And because you are one with Christ, you bear fruit. How does a branch of an apple tree bear apple blossom and then apples? Because it's in the apple tree. Now, we are not unthinking branches. That's only a picture. It's not the ultimate reality. It's only a picture. A branch in a vine or an apple tree is not a person. We have personality and we have thoughts and we have will. And therefore we have got to say, yes, there are things that can mar your fellowship with Christ, and you ought to be careful that you, as chapter 6 verse 8 says, sow to the Spirit. You ought to be careful that you are not introducing into your fellowship with your Savior that which is going to ruin your fruit-bearing capability. But having said that, we must remember that this whole matter of Christian holiness depends ultimately on our position in Christ. Holy Spirit living within us. That's what it depends on. And that's so simple. You may think I'm laboring the point. I can only tell you, don't neglect it because of its simplicity. You may know it up here. It's quite another thing to know it in your heart. When I tell you that it was that simple truth that transformed the life of one of the greatest missionaries the world has ever seen, Hudson Taylor of China. When I tell you it was just before God, struggling with all the mighty demands of running and opening up such a vast country for the gospel, it was that simple truth. I am in Christ. I don't have to do anything to be in Christ. I don't have to sweat and labor to be in Christ. I don't have to work to get the Holy Spirit within me. I don't have to agonize to produce fruit. I just be what I am by spiritual nature. And He produces fruit. He produces fruit. Changed Taylor's life. It changed the entire ministry and future of the China Inland Mission. And I'm simple enough to believe that it can change your life and my life and this church's ministry. The fruit of the Spirit. Very quickly, let me look at the elements in this fruit. There are 9 elements, 9 in number. And they're in 3 groups of 3. Love, joy, peace. It's the first group. And they would speak basically of our relationship to God. Holiness in relation to God. Love, joy, peace. Then you have long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. That would speak of our relationship to men. Holiness in our dealings with men. And then finally, faith.
or as most commentators believe the word here to mean, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. They would speak of our relationship to our circumstances surrounding. This is holiness in relation to life itself. Can I say this? You'll see immediately the fruit of the Spirit, though one fruit, one Christian character, yet it touches life and experience at every level. Your fellowship with God must be enjoyed in the fruit of the Spirit. Your fellowship with believers must be enjoyed again on the basis of the fruit of the Spirit. Your reactions to your circumstances, your victory in life, must be the result of the fruit of the Spirit. Holiness is not something for church. Holiness is not something for the prayer meeting. Holiness is not just something for the inner chamber. Holiness, my friend, is in the inmost man. Holiness then spreads out to every part of that man's life in his dealings with God, with himself, with his circumstances, and with his fellow men. That's Christian holiness. And it's the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus said that you should bear fruit. You should bear more fruit. You should bear much fruit. It's a sad thing that most people automatically take that to refer to soul winning. Now, I believe that soul winning is an important part of the church's ministry, and it is a fruit for which we ought to look for the preaching of the Word of God and the ministry that you give in personal witness. But soul winning is not basically the fruit that he's speaking of. He's speaking of fruit in the branch. Fruit borne by the branch. He's talking about the fruit of the Spirit in the life. Now every Christian, I will say this, every Christian shows this fruit of the Spirit. I want you to get that. I'm saying every Christian shows the fruit of the Spirit. If there is no fruit of the Spirit, you may be absolutely certain there is no root of the Spirit. I am absolutely clear in that because having gone down the list of the works of the flesh, Paul says, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They which are always doing these things. People in whom there is nothing of the fruit of the Spirit are not saved people. They yet need to be saved. But you look at a branch of a vine, apple tree, pear tree, anything else, and you'll see that it may bear fruit, but the fruit may be in very different stages of development and perfection. Some Christians' lives never seem to get beyond the promise of the blossom. Some Christians' lives don't seem to get beyond the place where the fruit is greatly stunted and really far, far from fullness. Whereas other Christians' lives mature to a great ripeness, produce a great harvest. Every Christian has the fruit of the Spirit. He must have, or he's not a Christian. But Jesus says, don't be satisfied with fruit. Make sure it's more fruit and much fruit. That there is no hindrance to that fullness of the harvest of the grace of the Holy Ghost in the life. In all three areas, with God, your relationship there, and your fellowship with men, and also in your relationship to your circumstances of life. Love. It's the first thing in your relationship with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13,
though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, though I could preach the gospel with the golden oratory of an angel from heaven, if I don't have love, if I don't basically have a love for my God in Jesus Christ, profits me nothing. Why can he say that? Because when the Holy Spirit comes to save a man, Romans 5:5, he sheds abroad in his heart the love of God. In 1 Corinthians 16:22, Paul says, if any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Cursed of God, because the first fruit of the Spirit is love. A love for God. A recognition of Him in His glory. And a fixation of the heart toward the glory of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.